Siman Shinai and Hey Sif Aleph. Berpeset. Berpeset means a porch. It used to be that you had on ground level, you had doors, like apartment doors, so to speak. Then you had a ladder up to a merpeset, to a big porch that ran along the outside of the whole second floor, the whole second story. And you had doors from the apartments on the second story opening up into the merpeset. You had the ground level, the bottom, and the second floor, the second story, the aliyas, and the aliyas all open to the merpeset. You got down to the merpeset. We got from the Repesa down to the Chotzer, from the Chotzer up to the Repesa with a Sulam, with a ladder. So the Mechaber says that that ladder between the Repesa and the Chotzer, to go down and up, is like a Pesach, has been like a Pesach. That just like if two Chotzers are adjacent to each other, next to each other, a Pesach between them, they have a choice of being Erev Chotzers together or being separate from each other. So you're also, you have the Repesa, which is like the Chotzer, so to speak, for the Aliyahs, for all the attics, for all the second story apartments. And you have the Chotzer, which is the Chotzer, the ground story apartments, connected by Sulam. They could choose to Ma'arif together or Ma'arif separately. And they choose the ma'arif separately, so then each one does not aster on the other, and you can carry from the aliyas to the merpeset, you can carry from the first story bottom to the chotzer, you just cannot carry from the aliyas in the second story down to the chotzer on the first story, and you cannot carry from the bottom on the ground level up to the merpeset, because there's no way of chatzeris between these two chatzeris, so to speak, between the merpeset on top of the chatzeris and the bottom. And each one is not asked on each other, assuming that each made Erev Chatzeris within themselves. However, for the Merpeset and the Aliyas, they did not have Erev Chatzeris within themselves. They do asked on the Bnei HaChatzer, since they have the rights to walk through. That's how they get in and out of their property. They walk through the Chatzer, regular Asur Bim Kaimo, with Asur Shalom Bim Kaimo, we'll get that in Shem and Simon Shinai and Ches later on. Now, in Sif Beis, the Mechaber discusses if the people from the Aliyas and the Merpeset, and the people from the Batim and the Chatzer did not choose to make Erev Chatzeris together, which is fine because they have a tsulam, it's like a Pesach. Now in the Chatz is a tail, there's like a mound or almost like a pillar that they each have equal rights in. So who does it go to? So the halacha is as follows, Mishnah Berurah gives a whole akdama over here, that if one of them it's tashmish benachas, it's easier to use it, and the other one's tashmish bekasha, it's hard to use it, we give it to the one that's tashmish benachas, it's easier, and they get to use it. But if it's equal, they're both benachas, it's easier for both to use it, or it's both kasha, it's hard for both to use it, so then it's considered like a tie, they're equal. And then they ask around each other, neither one can mishtamish over there on top of the tail, on top of the amud. Because here they have a joined right, shukmistik rights. And since they did not make Erev Chatzeris with each other, the upstairs and the downstairs people, they ask around each other. So now if this tail, this pillar, is less than tetvachim off the ground, and Shabbat explains also less than tetvachim from the floor of the repeset to the tail of the amud, so they both ask the mishtamish there. Because tashmish benachas to both, they ask around each other. If it's more than tetvachim from the ground of the chatzer, and the Mo'adin, it's less than 10 tefachim from the ground of the Repeset, so then we give it to the Bnei Repeset, because it's more tashmish benachas for them. But only if it's within 4 tefachim of the Repeset. But it's more than 4 tefachim away from the Repeset, so I can't really reach it, I have to throw things there. So it's tashmish kasha for them also. Because for the people on the ground, it's more than 10 tefachim up. And for the people in the Repeset, it's also tashmish kasha. They have to throw things for it to reach more than 4 tefachim away. That which we give it to the Bnei Repeset, it's only if it's within 10 tefachim to them, in terms of height, and then 4 tefachim to them in terms of how far away it is from them, then we give it to them if it's more than 10 tefachim off of the ground. Now, Mishnah Berurah discusses a case where it has two problems to the Bnei Repeset. It's more than 10 tefachim away from them in height, and it's more than 4 tefachim away from them in distance. It only has one problem to the Bnei HaChatzer. It's more than 10 tefachim tall for them. So some Achronim say, so we give it to the Bnei HaChatzer because they only have one problem, and the Bnei Repeset, they have two races. It's more than 10 tefachim shorter of them in height, and it's more than 4 tefachim away. Other Chachamim say, no, it's the Shemisha Bakasha to both, we give it both equally, and they ask around each other.